Teachers who are members of the NASUWT union are out on strike today. It's a one-day action, forced around 40 schools in Belfast and Newton Abbey to close. Our reporter Nicola Weir is at the main demonstration at the Europa Hotel in Belfast.
Yes, good morning, Stephen. Yes, I'm normally on a picket line when a strike is announced, but today it appears to be a bit more civilised. I'm actually inside the Europa Hotel, where around 500 teachers have gathered to support this one-day strike action by the teaching union, the NASUWT. I'm being told around 40 schools in Belfast and Newton Abbey are closed for the day, but there could be up to 100 affected by the strike. What I mean by that really is maybe they're only bringing in their GCSE and A-level students and asking the rest of the years to stay at home. So why this disruption, Stephen? Well, in October, all five main teaching unions here rejected an offer which saw their pay frozen in 2015-2016 with a rise of 1% the following year. Well, that was no good for them, and joining me here is a couple of teachers who said no. That's Jeremy Brisbane, who is a secondary school teacher, and Jane McConville, who is primary. Now, first of all, to you, Jane. Jane, you should be teaching today. Are you letting your pupils down?
I am absolutely not letting my pupils down. It's their future I'm fighting for. If we don't retain and recruit quality staff with a quality payment, how on earth can we give the world-class education that Northern Ireland is so proud of? In the primary sector, we're starting children an educational journey. I want them to have as much pride in the profession as I do, because there may be some of them who go forward in the future and join the profession. So it is their future I'm fighting for. I have two small children of my own, and I want them to see that if you work hard, you deserve fair pay.
And how many years have you been in the profession, and what kind of changes have you seen?
I've been teaching for 16 years. I have taught across the UK, and I have seen massive changes. I've seen stress and workload increase beyond belief. I have seen teachers brought to their knees by constant demands of management, of ETI, of lack of interest from the EA, of lack of support from management and the EA, and teachers now are at breaking point.
And Jeremy, I'm going to put quite a difficult question to you, because a lot of people who are listening would say, would you stop crying? There are a lot of people who are on the breadline. There's a lot of people who have lost their jobs, like those at JTI, Gallagher's plant in Ballymena. So why don't you just get on with it? You've got to pay, you've got a secure job.
Well, that's a very good question. I understand that people in all walks of life are feeling the pinch. However, if we're going to be serious about providing a decent education for our children, teachers need to be passionate. They need to be committed to their jobs. And having seen what's been going on in education, where people are, again, as Jane said, being brought to their knees by overwork and by unreasonable deadlines, I think if we're going to attract the brightest and the best to build our society and to build our kids and bring them up into good jobs, which will also bring jobs into our country, I think we have to be realistic about what we're doing to the teaching profession.
And a lot of parents who are sitting out there today have had to take the day off work. They may not be too happy with you.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. However, I wouldn't be too happy if I thought my children were being educated by teachers who were putting on videos so that they could catch up with the paperwork that they're required to do, or that classes are sitting with supply teachers instead of their proper subject teachers, taking them through their GCSEs and A-levels.
And also joining me here is Justin McCampbell from the NASUWT. Now, Justin, I have to say, this is the poshest picket line I have ever been on, because coffee in the Europa, that's hardly bringing your cause out to the streets and out to the people.
Certainly the warmest venue I've been in for a picket and a rally. But I don't accept that we won't get public engagement. When our members leave today, they will be taking information with them. They will be going out on the streets in Belfast, engaging with the public. They will have their flags. They'll be easily identified. People will see.
Yes, but your flags are flying inside the Europa. Should you not be outside on the street?
This is a family event too. Our members are bringing their children with them. It's about getting NASUWT members together. Interacting with the public is important, but it's also important for ourselves that our members realise they are part of a bigger event, of a big movement.
And what do you say to parents who are sitting, they've maybe had to take a day off work, they've maybe had to take a day's pay off to sit at home to look after their children? What are you going to say to them?
Teachers don't want to strike. Teachers have to strike. Those people, if they're angry and frustrated about what has happened today, need to look at where the fault lies. It lies with the Minister of Education, lies with the Executive, it lies with the employers. does not lie with teachers. In fact, the majority of parents are supporting teachers.
And just one final point. We actually got an email in overnight, because we did cover this story yesterday, Stephen, and we got an email in overnight to the Nolan team from a teacher. And she writes that she's been a teacher for 27 years and is the main breadwinner and has three children who are all in full-time education, and that she's struggling to make ends meet. She says she's written to the Education Minister, Peter Weir, about the depth of feeling about this issue. And in this letter, she said to him, and I quote, "Are you aware of the challenging financial position of the hundreds of teachers throughout Northern Ireland who depend on a salary which reflects the increased workload of a profession whose professionalism is being consistently eroded and the conditions of service change so that teachers have to work unrealistically?"
We just lost.
"I can guarantee that MLAs wouldn't stand for such appalling pay awards and poor treatment, and there would be an outcry all over the media. If it was left to the general public to award a pay rise to the folk on the hill, I reckon that you would feel as aggrieved as our profession."
Nicola,
the other teaching unions, including the INTO, Ulster Teachers Union and ATL, could also be getting involved. They're asking their members to vote in early December on strike action so there could be more schools affected across Northern Ireland in the new year, Stephen.
Nicola, say to that guy standing in front of you, please, that the Minister's made it clear that the education budget is under so much pressure that his priority has to be to protect the children's education, not protect teachers' salaries, but protect the kids and protect their school budgets.
Okay, that's Justin. Justin, our union rep. Stephen says that, you know, Peter Weir has made it clear that the budget for education is under so much pressure. He has to protect the children, not teachers. What do you say to that?
He has to do both.
He can't do both.
Every employer has to look after their workers. He can't just wash his hands of the people who actually work in the system.
I suppose some people may say, well, you are being looked after. You've got a secure job and you're getting a salary. For instance, what does a teacher start off with? What salary do they get?
A teacher starts off in around about £22,000.
That's not bad.
You have to place it in the context of those teachers having come out of university, £30,000-£40,000 in debt. You have to compare it to other graduate professions.
There's a lot of people come out of university in debt up to their eyeballs, and they have to take jobs maybe only starting at maybe 17,000-18,000. I mean, 22,000-24,000, that's not too bad.
It's below the average for graduate professions. It's unfortunate that
they're... that's the world today. I'd have to argue that is the world today. There's a lot of people who are in a lot of debt and come out thinking they're going to get a good job, and they can't. They're actually waiting on tables.
But, you can't have equity of misery. We as a teacher union have to fight for our members and for teachers, and that's what we're doing today, and we're doing it to send the message: you can't treat teachers as second rate, you can't ignore them. We are the employees of the Education Authority, of CCMS and of the other bodies. Those employers have to look after teachers as well as looking after children.
Okay, Stephen, there's the arguments there, and what Justin said there, you can't have an equity of misery.
Okay, Nicola, thank you very much indeed. The Minister's made it clear that this day of strike will only result in a loss of a day's pay, effectively, says Peter Weir. Much of the 1% the unions are saying they're fighting over. He points out to the rejected two-year pay deal is an increase, he says, of 2.61% to teachers' pay. The minister says this includes a general 1% increase for 2016-17, plus automatic time served incremental salary progressions. Not every teacher, by the way, gets those incremental salary progressions. The minister doesn't tell us that, but that is true. But some of them do, to be fair to him.